Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
Hello and welcome. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, and this is Gary Moore. I'm streaming to you live from the United States of America, and we have our hosts. I'm just the co-host. We have the hosts Marika and Jen Christie on board with us. Are you ladies there? Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Happy New Year,
everyone. Hope you all had a great Christmas. Have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? Put your hearts up if you have in the chat room. Well, I decided to stop eating too much and drinking too much. But the only problem is if you give up all the good things, like girls, like chocolate, etc., you don't live any longer. It only feels longer. Anyway, we have a fantastic guest for this evening to lead the healing team. We have Nancy Waite, better known on the goldringwetpaint.com site as Nanayan Co. And she'll be speaking to us before she does the meditation about passing over, but mainly about the releasing part of it, releasing your loved ones to get on their journey, because they've chosen to go at this time before they came. So
yes,
we talked
she has
about
some fascinating information on that. Fascinating.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Yes, she does.
I mean, We talked about it the week before last, and Marika shared her experience that she had with a young lady who transitioned, and Gary was telling us about what happens in his Red Indian culture, weren't you, Gary? And that was really interesting, because Christmas is probably the most painful time of year for loved ones to transition. And some people even dread Christmas coming around because of the painful reminders. But I always said to my mum that I didn't want to make an anniversary of the date someone passed, because I would rather remember the birthday and the life. So she only transitioned the day after my birthday, didn't she? So there's no chance I'll forget her date on the 19th of December. But anyway, I believe it's a day of celebration when they cross over. And they have a great big party there, don't you think?
Marisa? I think so. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a new start.
Did you have a good Christmas, Marika? Oh, you don't really celebrate it in Holland, do you?
Oh, yes, we do. But not as big as in America. Big as,
no.
As in England. We have trips here to go Christmas shopping in England.
Well, we have trips to go Christmas shopping in France. Not that I've ever been in.
Well, you celebrate Christmas at like several different times, don't you, Monica?
Oh, We have two days.
Christmas days. That's great. You stretch it out a couple of days. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And it was nice. I had a very nice Christmas.
Oh, that's
good.
We had snow in the Netherlands, there's so much snow now. We always, every year, dreaming of a white Christmas, and this year we finally had one.
So that's white Christmases. I can't do with all that snow and ice. I'm a hothouse plant. I should be somewhere nice and warm.
You should be here in Southern California
then,
yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, after 20 years of white Christmases, I finally got to experience 70 degrees at Christmas time.
Wow.
That's Fahrenheit, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Wow. We're jealous. But never mind. We're going to manifest that we all have a fabulous life wherever we live. And 2010
Absolutely.
Is going to be the year of the miracle, because we are the miracles, don't you think?
Yes, we are.
And Gironda's putting it's white here. She's written that in the chat room for the listeners who can't see the chat room. Yeah, so, but anyway, I was looking for just the right song to play to say just what I wanted to say about people passing over. And my sister, Sue Sikora, wrote this beautiful song called The River of Souls. But she said to me, don't play it, I want to re-record it. So she's going to absolutely kill me when I get off this show. So if I'm not here next week, you know what's happened. Okay. So, but it is a lovely song, and it doesn't need recording again. It's perfect.
And it is perfect. And I pre-listened this song, and her voice is really, you can really hear it's your sister, Shana. So,
can you? Oh, does she sound like me? Oh,
yes.
Hola.
Here we go.
Wow.
Though you're far from sea, without a word, you said goodbye. I still feel you near to me. It's time to drive. Now I have all the strength I need and the faith to let go.
That is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Thanks, Violet. She's put the proper link in the chat room, and it's Sue Sikora, myspace.com, Sue Sikora.
And she is your sister, is that correct?
Yeah. We all sing in the family.
you both sound like nightingales.
Oh.
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank
Beautiful.
You. Right. I think we're going to have the link any minute, aren't we, Marika?
Yes.
For the video. Before we bring...
The link.
Gotta have the link,
ladies and gentlemen. There's the ever popular
link.
We have the link.
And we like to see the video in a little while together while I do a countdown. So preload the link, please. And then make sure to put the volume down and pause the player. So later in the show, after Nana Naiko speaks, we go and watch it. But when you have preloaded, please put a link up in the heart up in the chat room so we can see that you're ready for it. Okay? So thank you, and welcome to Nana Naiko.
Exactly. Yep. Click the link, pull up the player, mute the player, and put it on pause, and then send up a heart. Something like that. Not necessarily in that order, but anyway. Something like that.
Are you here, Nancy?
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
Ladies
hello.
And gentlemen, Nancy, your friend and hers. How you doing, Nancy?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
Beautiful. Here we
are. So, Nancy. Yes, here we are. And you're going to tell us what you're doing.
Yes.
Today.
I'm going to be talking about releasing loved ones. Do you want me to start?
Yes, please.
Okay. My subject today is letting go of our loved ones who have passed on and giving them our blessing so that they may more easily continue on their journey in other worlds. When we constantly think of those we have lost, we may not be aware that our thoughts are pulling them back, keeping them bound to the earth plane. Our sadness and grief is understandable because we miss them. But no matter what our relationship has been, we need to remember that it was their choice to depart and continue on without us, at least for now. We may know intellectually that all life involves constant change, and yet when it comes to someone we are close to, we might find it hard to let go. We might feel hard done by, as if somehow this should not have happened. But this is not how we honor them. It is more like feeling pity for ourselves, when it's not about us, but about them. And it was their time to move on. So I want to tell you a little story about how I realized that my father had his own life, separate and apart from mine. I was 30 when he died, and I felt his loss very keenly. When you have a parent who has devoted their whole life to you and your siblings, it is hard not to believe that you have special dibs on them, that their whole existence has been for you. The point of maturity, when I realized that my father had his own life, separate and apart from being my father, came in a dream 7 years after his death. I think the 7-year period was very significant in and of itself. Over the holidays, I was watching a lot of Scrooge movies and realized that it was exactly 7 years after his death that Jacob Marley visited Scrooge that famous Christmas Eve. Well, 7 years after my father's death, I dreamed that I visited him. I didn't know where I was going when I got on the plane, an airplane. How wonderfully fitting to go to another plane in an airplane. It was jam-packed, every seat taken. I even remember the man's head in front of me, how tall he must have been as his head stuck up over the back of the seat. No one spoke. We all filed to our seats in absolute silence. And when the plane took off, we went straight up, not on an angle at all, but straight up like a rocket ship. The ride was very short. The passengers got off at different stops, like on a train ride. When it was my turn and I went to the exit, the door opened just like an elevator door. I stepped off the plane, and there was my father, waiting for me. We hugged as we always did when I hadn't seen him for a while. "Dad," I said, "I thought you were dead." He just laughed at that. There were a lot of people where he was. It was crowded with a jovial atmosphere like a cocktail party, only without the alcohol. After our embrace, I watched as my father went around talking to people, eventually joining a group watching a TV screen. He had worked in television all my life, so there was nothing strange about that. He was acting just like he had when he was at work, laughing, talking with people. It was easy to see he was enjoying himself. He didn't need me there. In fact, it seemed he had forgotten all about me. I knew it was time for me to go then. I said goodbye and waited for the elevator doors to open again. When I woke up, I felt as if I had visited my father in heaven. I knew that I had been given a great blessing. I think it was interesting, too, that it wasn't just me, but a whole plane load of people going to visit their loved ones on various levels of the afterlife. In hindsight, I see that I was going through a major transition at the time, and perhaps in order to leave my old self behind, I needed that extra reassurance of knowing my father was all right. He had died of cancer, and after 6 months of seeing him waste away, he was suddenly gone. He had donated his body to medicine, so this was literally true. When I went to the hospital to pick up his few belongings, his bed was empty, as if he had disappeared into thin air. Afterwards, I couldn't help visualizing his remains being cut up and dissected by medical students. So it was a true blessing to see him not only whole again, but happy and thriving and doing what he loved. But the main lesson, perhaps, was to see that he didn't need me. He hadn't forgotten about me, but he was busy. He was on his own journey now and was perfectly happy being with his friends and co-workers. I saw that I didn't need to be concerned about him or what he was thinking about me, because it was clear that he wasn't thinking about me at all. I had always been anxious to please him and make him proud of me, and those days were over. It simply didn't matter anymore. So I have been thinking about that lately, how easy it is to fall into the trap of thinking those we love belong to us somehow. The truth is more like a contract. We contract with other souls to have certain relationships in this life, and when the contract is over, they go on to do their own thing, which may have nothing to do with us at all. It is a hard lesson to absorb at first that no one belongs to us, yet it is freeing, too, because as we set them free, we are all also freeing ourselves from those thought forms that are no longer necessary. But mainly, I think, they need us to let go of them so that they can continue on their own journey, which most likely has nothing to do with us at all. Whatever space and time we have shared with them in 3D needs to be appreciated and then released with love. This is effortless when we are in touch with the divine order of things. I am probably preaching to the chorus here on this show, yet I feel a need to put these words out there, because I know many out there who find this concept of death a real challenge. Our thoughts go out to them as we release those who have passed on to follow their bliss without us. So much awaits them on their journey, for they have entered a new and entirely different state of consciousness, one that has been called Devakan, where they are now free and unfettered by earthly considerations, and so will be able to fulfill their destinies as they see fit. Devakan has been called the fulfilling of all the unfulfilled spiritual hopes of the past incarnation, and an efflorescence of all the spiritual and intellectual yearnings of the past incarnation, which in that past incarnation have not had an opportunity for fulfillment. It is a period of unspeakable bliss and peace for the human soul, until it has finished its rest time and stage of recuperation of its own energies. Devakan is from the Sanskrit, meaning the dwelling of the gods, an intermediate state between two earth lives, and into which the ego, or the Atmabuddhi Manas, or the Trinity made one, enters into after its separation from Kamarupa and the disintegration of the lower principles after the death of the body on earth. William Q. Judge, who was a well-known theosophist, wrote in 1890, "Devakan is an illusion. It might be 15 minutes as well as 1,500 years, but it is quite likely that for the majority of those who so constantly wish for a release and for an enjoyment of heaven, the period would be more than 1,500 years. Again, it should not be forgotten," this is again from Judge, "that the soul must have some rest. Were it, before becoming bright as a diamond, hard as an adamant, and strong as steel, to go on working through earth life after earth life without a break between, it must at last succumb to the strain and come to nothing. Nature, therefore, has provided for it a place of rest in Devakan, and that we should thankfully accept it, except if it falls to our lot. Then the fact seems to be lost sight of, that each night we go into a sort of devakan, the dream sleep, the dream state or sleep without dream. Devakan, however, is not a meaningless or useless state. In it we are rested. That part of us which could not bloom under the chilling skies of earth life bursts forth into flower and goes back with us to another life, stronger and more a part of our nature than before. Our strength is revived for another journey between deaths. Now, there's a few more paragraphs I'd like to read from a singer and songwriter, a musician named Mark Simos. His website is called Devakan Music. He says that Devakan is a Vedic word that means roughly of God. Rudolf Steiner used the term Devakan to refer to a particular realm or layer of the spiritual world that we reach in sleep, and according to reports from various cultures, after death. I've heard this land described in two ways. First, as a land where everything is music, where all natural sounds like the wind and running water, footsteps and creaks of doors, resonate in belled tones, more beautiful than the greatest human music. Second, as that land where we meet and experience thoughts and ideas as though they were living beings. I say as though, but it would be more correct to say that realm where we understand once more that ideas are living beings. For me, these two ways of understanding Devakan, as the place where everything is music, and as the place where thoughts and ideas are alive, are one and the same. From the time I learned Irish tunes from the great Galway accordion player Kevin Keegan out in San Francisco, saw him turn his head to the side while he played as if he were drawing the notes down from the stars and drinking the whole world in through his ear and sniff and draw in breath while the squeeze box puffed and sang as if it was the very same breath flowing through lungs and bellows, I have believed that tunes themselves are living, aware beings that come down to visit with us and carry their news. Yet also, tunes are ideas, neither brow-wrinkled logical sequences nor casual thoughts like worrying about the shopping list you left in your coat pocket, but ideas in the sense of crystal structures of light that can leap like lightning from human heart to human heart. I say heart, because the kind of thinking required to hold such ideas is not just a matter of the mind, but also of the heart and of the fingers and feet. For me, these two ways of understanding Devakan, as the place where everything is music and as the place where thoughts and ideas are alive, are one and the same. So, tunes are alive, tunes are ideas, ideas are alive, Devakan. In the Celtic tradition, music has always been viewed as a bridge to the other world, that land which lies both far away and all around us. For those who learn to cleanse Blake's doors of perception with the help of music, perhaps even this old world of ours can sound as beautiful. Okay, when we come back, I will have a meditation where we will visualize someone who has passed and release them into the light of their soul dreams. This can also be used to facilitate the release of someone we know who is hovering between two worlds, this one and the next, and let them know it is all right for them to go, for we will be just fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nancy. This was beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I saw the hearts of everyone, and I now like to watch the video together with you. I go and do a countdown, and then you start to play it. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you.
Right now it's time to light our candles. I've also lit some Nelg Champa, which is beautiful incense. And it gives the most beautiful smell. We're lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And because the energy of fire, with prayer and focused intention, is one way in which we can manifest our goals, which are to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and all that is. So we just light our candles. And I'd like you to close your eyes and join with me in inviting the angelic realm to join us to assist us to send out the healing. First of all, we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring your love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love now. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. The Archangel Metatron, please be with us this evening, now. Sananda Jesus and the Divine Feminine Energies of Magdalena, please assist us also. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We are surrounded by so much love and beauty. We are loved unconditionally. Can you feel the presence? We're going to ask them to draw around us and assist us to send out the healing, along with our guides and inspirers and guardian angels. Synchronize your breathing and feel the presence, feel the healing. We're going to ask Marika to do the mantra, please.
I will ask our listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and with all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We can feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth as the heartbeat of all that is, and we can synchronize with it. We can feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us, all around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now write it down. Now you can add any name you want from any person, animal or plant you want. We even write down the names of the people in the healing fountain list. I give you a little bit of time to write all names down. And now that we have done that, we see the book of healing back down. She stopped in the middle, in the center of the earth, the place where all our hearts are focused on. We keep this focus and we keep feeling the healing energy as we go over to Nancy for her visualization. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you, Jean. This meditation will also work for those who are working on releasing a relationship, releasing someone in their life and moving on. Usually, though, if we want to stop thinking about someone or having anything to do with that person who is still very much alive and in our hair, so to speak, drawing us into our lower self so that we have negative thoughts, we need to finish processing the relationship, because every person who is in our circumference has been drawn to us vibrationally. And when we change our vibrations, this person will no longer have any hold on us. When we change, our interactions and relationships with others change too. So first we'll start with the end of the movie visualization. Being able to step away from your life and visualize it as a movie is very healthy. When I used to work in films, I was used to the director calling out action to begin the scene and cut when the scene was over. So we had these boundaries. We knew beginnings and endings. And when something was over, when he yelled, "Cut, that's a print," it meant the scene was over and it was time to go on to something else. But while life is more messy than films, we can still create boundaries. We can still be aware of beginnings and endings and know that we can be in charge of them. Okay, now the movie is over. The movie that was your relationship. The movie that was the life of this person that you loved. They have died. Or perhaps they are hovering on the brink of life and death and only sticking around because of their fear of leaving us, their worry about us. We have the power to release them. If they have already passed over, they are no longer with us, but they are okay. It is only we who are sometimes not okay about it, or not okay at first. I know people who are afraid of having their tarot cards done because they're afraid of the death card might come up. I tell them the death card might only mean transformation, because every transformation does involve a death to the way we were before. It is the ending of one thing and the beginning of another. Okay, now we will let them go. They no longer belong to us, and we will release them to continue on their journey without us. Put that person's face in front of you. You might see a photograph of them smiling, a picture of them when they were well and happy. Now, see their face in a circle. Say silently, "I love you." Say silently any unfinished thoughts you have or anything you neglected to say to them when they were alive. See how happy they look, smiling back at you. Now say, I release you. I release you to follow your own soul dreams. Then say, goodbye. Now see the circle begin to get smaller. It is slowly drifting away from you, a bubble of light moving slowly into the distance. It is getting smaller and smaller. It is like at the end of a movie before the screen goes black, when the camera hones in on the characters until they are in a tiny circle, and then the circle disappears. See the circle disappear. See the screen go black. See them happy now. See them in Devakan, doing what they love. Thank you. That's all.
That's great. Thank you. There's a problem with the switchboard. Just a second. Then we play the music.
Thank you, Nancy. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yes, mine went away too, so I can't help you there, Marika. I think it's a Blog Talk thing. It went away.
Yes. With me too.
I'm refreshing.
Well, you know, maybe inadvertently we sent it away when we were sending our loved ones on their journey and seeing the circle disappear.
Yeah.
I think the energy just, yeah.
Did we release too much? Come back, come back.
That's,
come back, Blog
that's
Talk.
Always possible. Only in the world of Blog Talk Radio. Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
I cannot come in there anymore. So you sent all the music away as well, did you?
I'm trying something here. I don't know how well it's going to work. The chat room is still there.
And
however,
can they hear us? Can you hear us in the chat room? Yes, you need to sing. Now we need to sing. You promised.
Well, all these
but everything else disappeared.
No, Gary and John, I want to say one thing. I want to say that, you know, it's like not, there's no accidents, and I think perhaps, you know, it's like maybe we shouldn't move on right away. You know, we were going to play some Gregorian chants next, I think, and sure, it'll come back and we'll hear them. But in the meantime, you know, I think it's very important to acknowledge each moment. And meaningful sort of visualization meditation type of thing, and it's not a bad thing that we just sit with it, you know, and talk about it if you want, and not go right away onto the next thing.
Because
okay, we skip all these bits, don't we? On TV,
that's
all
okay
these
because
bits
the switchboard
edited.
Has come back.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it back. Hang on, and we'll stand by for the Gregorian chant. Bear with me here just a moment.
Okay.
Well, you're right. There's no such thing as a coincidence, no such thing as accidentals, whatever. Everything is perfect. Here we go.
Yes.
Gregorian chant. Well, a switchboard went away again. And we're getting
so the first one already ascended.
Okay, who's the magician?
I'm getting a notice saying Blog Talk Radio is currently undergoing maintenance. Thank you for your patience. This service will be available again soon.
That's okay. I'll tell you what.
You gotta love Blog Talk Radio.
Gary.
In spite of all of its fits that it gives us, it's still a beautiful service and it's free. It brings us together from all of.
We'll just I'll just go ahead and close the chakras, and then we'll play some more music after that. Okay.
Okay.
In the meantime, you can be trying frantically to get it back again, please.
I shall. I'm doing it as we speak.
Okay then. So not everybody wants to close the chakras, but some people feel exhausted if they're left open all the time. It's great to open the chakras and connect with all that is, because by doing that, those spinning vortexes of energy are sending healing right down into every little cell of your body, enlivening them and rejuvenating them, bringing them back to life and making them whole and well. And you visualize that when you have your chakras spinning, when you first open them. But for the people who do want to close them, because they may feel exhausted if they're left open all the time, you can close them to just the amount you feel comfortable with. And this is how we close them. You go to the top of your head and pretend that you have doors. Closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. And down to the feet chakra. But you can leave that door open as wide as you like, because you need to be kept grounded and secure to Mother Earth at all times. Surround yourself in white light, especially if you ever feel threatened, because the white light protects you. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of white light until we see each other again. And he's going to take you by the hand and put you into the pyramid. Seal it at the top with a seal, keeping you safe and secure and protected. Thank you, Michael. And then I think we're going to play a song, especially for people who are suffering from bereavement. We shouldn't be suffering, because, as Ananko said, it's as natural a part of life as being born. And in fact, think of it as a graduation. They're graduating to the next stage of their lives. And the song I wrote is called Under the Plane, if you have that there, Gary. If the switchboard is working.
Yes, I have it. Gary, don't, but I have it.
Thank you.
Shall we play it? Another plane?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Crying till your eyes are dry.
How beautiful was that? You'll be in my heart. Oh. Anyway,
that
don't forget. Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. I was going to say, don't forget the positive affirmations that you can say three times a day, three times every time you say it. And one of them that you can say is, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And it really works. It worked for me anyway. But we want to thank the angelic realm for being here with us this evening. We hope they're going to be in the archives for anyone listening in later on. And don't forget to drink plenty of water to keep yourself grounded and to release toxins. Oh, and next week we have the beautiful Phoenix Rising as special guest. How about that?
Wonderful.
She's right here in the chat
Wonderful.
Room. And we have 35 therapists in here at one time sending out healing to everyone with Nanai call. Wasn't she fantastic as well? Give her a great big round of applause, because everything went wrong for her tonight, didn't it, Nanai call? But never mind, it's just one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's no problem. It's not a problem. It's always perfect.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
And she did brilliantly, as always. I remember Nanaiko and I used to do the Heart Channel shows along with Tia, and just some absolutely beautiful, brilliant shows there, too. And now she's got her own channel, and she does the RISA, the Read Your Stories Aloud shows, that are always wonderful. Artists in Ascension, and she's got that channel going on, and it's been beautiful to see you coming into your voice as well, Nancy.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
wild.
To hearing her sing as well, because she sings, I believe. But I'm going to be on her show, Artists in Ascension, sometime in the new year, because I'd like to speak about my near-death experience. It wasn't a dream, it was a real experience. It was fantastic. A little bit similar to yours, Nancy, that you've just been describing, how you met your dad. And it's certainly proof to me, because you can only go off your own experiences, can't you? To me, that there is life after death. There is no death,
right.
Really. It's just something we call the transition. It sounds so final, but it's really not.
No.
So, NDE
really,
fascinating and life transforming, Liara is saying. Oh, sorry, Gary, what were you saying?
Oh, it's just merely a transmutation or transition from one state of being to another. That's all.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why the Lakota, they never had a word for goodbye. You know, when you talk about goodbye, they don't say goodbye. They say doksha ake. Well, that's kind of a slang with what they say. And what it means is, I will see you again, or again I will see you. Doksha ake wachi ake telo. And that's until next time, basically.
Oh, that's like gorgeous.
That. Yeah.
Really nice.
They don't have a
I
word
like
for
that.
Goodbye.
Oh. So, have we got a song?
Yes, we got a song, but I was thinking about something, and we have time, so I can tell that.
Okay.
In case, because I want to tell anyone who wants to like to come on as a guest here in the show, that you don't have to do this all alone. You can do it however you want, but we are a team here to assist you. And to create your own space, and you can choose a team always. You're free to do that, and we help you then with finding music and whatever you like. So, when you like to come as a guest, you can send a message to the Healing Fountain. And you can see the email address or the what's it called? The address, you can see it on the show page. So then you know where to go and how to you can contact Shannon, me, okay, whatever you want.
Yeah,
so you're welcome.
You don't get paid.
You don't?
Nobody gets paid, because we are representing the millions and millions of light workers who are out there doing their little bit to bring heaven to earth, and they're out there, none of them get paid. or just the expenses if they're lucky, but they're doing it for the love of mankind and the love of Mother Earth.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have beautiful experiences with our guests every week, so
yeah,
you're very welcome to come and join us.
Yes, right. And it's a wonderful show, and Marika is right. It's a beautiful experience every week. Every week it's different, yet it's still just a lovely experience and a lovely show. And come and share your lovely energy and your lovely experiences on air with
us. Yeah. And thank you for sharing your energy tonight, because it's all of you who are in the chat room and all you listeners who co-create the beautiful energy with us. Isn't it?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. And thank you, Nancy, if you're still on with us. I'm showing on the switchboard that she is, but we haven't heard anything from her.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
She's on mute.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was such a delight and a beautiful experience for me to share this space with you.
That's okay. Some of my most profound revelations I have ever spoken have been while I was on mute.
I know the feeling, Gary. I'm often forgetting to unmute my mic.
I'll blather on, you know, blah, 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 blah. Look down and I'm on mute. Anyway.
Oh, dear. Never mind.
And that's no problem, too, of course, because we're just making radio here with our family and friends, so that's no problem.
Exactly.
And everything is perfect. Yeah.
Oh, we've got
some
brilliant music coming up. Yeah, please.
Okay, I'm playing Lakesh for you.
Okay. Here
we go.
Yeah, I love this.
Petals of the lotus, there are many, but the flower is just one. Philosophies, religions, there are many, but the truth is just one. And I love you so, 'cause you help me see, to see you in all is to see you in me, 'cause I'm in you and you're in me, I'm in you and you're in me.
And here we have another beautiful Lightworker song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish everybody a very happy new year. Woo! Sing along.
We'll take a cup of kindness, yes, for all things. Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all the acquaintance be forgot in days of all things? For all things, I'm my dear. For all things.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy
to you.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, I know. I was unmuted. I was trying to get everyone to sing along. Bye. Oh, I'm muted.
Thank you, everyone.
Now.
And don't forget next week. We have Phoenix Rising next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love you all.
Love you all.
Yes.
Be right back. GGP.